The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday installment of the news show. It's the 16th of January, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours and is coming at you in about 5 minutes. The Microsoft Chromium Edge browser, it has arrived. Yeah, Microsoft's been kind of promising this for a little while, and finally they've made good. Of course, this is powered by the same engine that's behind Google's Chrome, and it will be available for Windows and Mac users. Now, right now, you can actually download and install the update manually. Automatic updates are going to start rolling out sometime next week, at least for Windows users. And just so you know, if you're an IT administrator out there thinking, oh boy, here comes some headaches through Microsoft Update, have no fear, Microsoft isn't automatically upgrading commercial customers through the Windows update. Android users know this all too well. Got an app, completed the update, yeah, you got a notification for it, and so on and so on. If you got 50 apps, it becomes a headache. Well, Google's finally listening to Android users saying, maybe you don't really need this after all. According to the reports over at Android Police, looks like missing notifications after an app install is gonna be a thing. Now, I know a lot of you out there are saying, wait a minute, you can actually mute completed update alerts. That option has been there. But a lot of people apparently didn't take notice of it. And we're getting a little ticked off, shall we say. So Google says, well, let's just put this on by default now. Probably because Google's tired of your spam because of their spam. Now, if you're one of those people you want to know, well, okay, what has been updated? Head on over to your Play Store and you'll be able to see what's going on there. Of course, there's always that other option too to actually turn off automatic updates. And you'll just be reminded every now and then, hey, you might want to go update this thing before it's too late. Staying with news from Google, your phone app might actually be able to record your phone calls pretty soon. At least that's what coding is suggesting. The folks over at XDA Developers actually first spotted this code. It actually appeared in the app downloaded to a Pixel 4. The dialer app actually has a complete new layout, a new icon, and actually looks to be coming with a call recording feature. That is, if it still stays there. Now, a lot of you may not be seeing this on your Android device, as you're probably going to have a Pixel or an Android One phone. That's where the Google Phone app is currently the default dialer app. And it wouldn't be the first time we've seen a recording feature coming to Android for phone calls, though it would be the first time that it actually might work correctly. Most Android users know out there, yeah, it's been kind of a bumpy road. Of course, this call recording feature is going to have a lot to do with where you are in the world. Sometimes there's restrictions on this. In any case, in the end, we don't even know if the code discovered will actually turn into a full-fledged feature yet or not. And finally, oh, we love our pets out there, don't we? Just want to keep them happy. So much so that don't you think they deserve their own playlist for Spotify? Yeah, you heard me say that correctly. Well, apparently Spotify does. So they're launching this feature for your cat, your dog, your hamster, your bird. So how do you get your playlist going for your pet? Well, first you got to choose your pet playlist from the website. And it gives you options. A cat, dog, iguana, bird, or a hamster. Then it's going to ask you some personal details about your pet. Are they shy or friendly? Energetic or relaxed. You can even then add a pet's name and their photo to the playlist. And voila, Spotify will spit out a playlist icon with your animal's name on it. Now, just so you know, the generator seems to actually grab the songs that you probably have already listened to on Spotify. They're just hoping your pet will probably enjoy the same thing too. If they only knew, your cat's sitting there probably thinking, oh man, not Lady Gaga again. Get yourself a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hop on over to our official website, powered by TSO Host at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can get subscribed to our podcast, check out our blog, and so much more. Also, check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network, or give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come by our BTN community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it. So join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your FRI. DAY edition tomorrow. Getting you caught up with the best technology news is going to be happening, but until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.